Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Expect a breakthrough in your life today, because there's a breakthrough word coming from this pulpit this morning. My prayer is that you will receive it and you will never be the same. Do not leave this church this morning the same way you come in. There's a word from God for your life. There's a word from God for my life. I've been feeding on that word all week. It's a word from God for me. So there's also here, because God does not show partiality. He just didn't give me that word for me. He gave me that word for you. And so that you need to what? Receive it and say, that's for me. So in this message, teaching this morning, pick the part that speak to you and go out and do it. Do not leave church this morning the same, because God knew what you need. And all week I've been feeding on His word. Can't wait to give it. My heart, my soul is filled with that word. We're going to go to Zechariah and Haggai. From disaster to reconstruction. Going from what? Disaster to reconstruction. I don't know where you are this morning. I don't know which end of this you are. But we're going to find out. From disaster to reconstruction. So this message this morning is moving you from disaster to the place of reconstruction. So let's look at Zechariah chapter 8, verse 12. All right, we're going to read together this morning. So let's read it together. Begin. Prosperous, the vine shall give its fruit, the ground shall give her increase, and the heaven shall give their due. I will cause the remnant of this people, look at verse 13, to possess all these. One more time. From disaster to reconstruction. How is this verse speak that way? How is it? We're going to show you. Let's read again. For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give its fruit, the ground shall give her increase, and the heaven shall give their due. I will cast the remnant of this people to be all of these. Who's going to possess it? The remnant. The remnant. And why? Now, this prophet, Zechariah, prophet of God, is the people's prophet. This was a time when God gave him this word, verse 12. It was a time when the children of Israel was in exile. They were taken away from what they know. They were taken away from what they got. And they were in exile in Babylon. And they were in a period of time in Babylon where they struggled. Think about you being taken by another nation. Think about us here. Being taken by another nation and be placed in their world, away from your family, away from what you know. That's disaster. That is disaster. They were taken away. And it wasn't for one day. It was for a period of about 70 years. They were in this place. of misery, of torment. Some of their people didn't go, they got killed. This was a remnant that left, that survived. And now they return back home. 70 years has passed. And this group went back home to Jerusalem with a purpose. They come back home to build. They got work now that they got to do. It's going to be a period of rebuilding. But what was on their agenda? The first thing that they need to restore was the temple. The temple that Solomon built. Let's look at Haggai chapter 2 now. Look at verse 9. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. So you have to know the backdrop. These were two prophets, Zechariah and Haggai. This was their time. God was speaking to both of them. And he was speaking to them to speak to the people. To speak to the people, the remnant that live. Think about, just get a mindset here. You go through torment in your life. You have gone through suffering. You have gone through disappointment. You have gone through wreckage in your life. You have gone through a place where you think God wasn't with you. And now, after 70 years of struggle, you come back. You look at the temple that was there first, Solomon Temple. We know Solomon Temple was the best. The best of the what? The best. And that temple is what? In what? Disaster, in ruin. And God said, build it back. Build it back. Think about it. And he says, I need you to what? Build it back. And let me also tell you, it's going to be better. Oh, Jesus. He says, this one gonna be better than what Solomon, than what Solomon built. The Lord says, the glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former. And it wasn't Haggai saying it. It was who said it? The Lord. When the Lord says something, you can take it to the bank. You can take that to the bank. You don't have to worry about it. It's not if it's going to happen. It will happen. I felt that anointing, that power for celebration. We had a point. We had a point. We had a point. And I felt it. And I can see it. It was like Martin Luther King. And that day, when he sees something, he felt it. He felt it. He says, I've been to the mountaintop. In spite of all that was going on, he says, I have been to the mountaintop and I have seen something that you don't see. But it is going to what happen because I have seen it. I've seen something for celebration. I've seen something for the people of celebration. The people who is of celebration. And I'm here to tell you that Haggai says the latter temple shall be greater than what had happened. Because we as a church have gone through our disaster. We as a church, we have gone through our time of disaster. And let me quicken your mind. 2017, this church was rolling. What you see here was one service. That's the first 9 o'clock service. 2017, that's a 9 o'clock service. And the one that coming behind this is bigger than the nine. 2017, this was, we got to get up out of here by 10:30 because there's a crowd of people coming for the next service. And the next service, we got to get up out of there because there's another crowd coming. But we get hit. When we get hit, 2017, when the mother of this house was struck down by a disease called cancer. And that was like exile for me, boy. Because nothing matters at that time but her life. So everything got on hold. And everything was there. So I see myself in this text. I see the church in this text. And I come here to tell you, we're coming out. And you look from 2017, the things that we were the church in Brevard County, trust me. We were. It was powerful. Powerful. It seems like everything becomes standstill. 2020, we hit with COVID. 2019, she passed away. 2000, one after one, the other. We didn't even get a chance to grieve that. Bam, COVID. Church is locking down. 2020. Church closed. We closed this church 2020. For 3 months, I was at home. So broken with everything that was going on. And the Lord says, man, get up and open up the church. I have courage to do it. I do it with faith and courage. And so I'm taking you. Because that was a period of time where the children of Israel in captivity, in disaster, and time has passed. And the man of God, Zechariah, stand up and says to the people as they wonder what we should do now. And Zechariah stand and said, look, you're standing between two events. You're standing between disaster and reconstruction. And I want you to forget the past. I want you to take your eyes off what happened to you 4 years ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. You're not there now. I want to tell this church. I want to tell you, doesn't matter what happened to you 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, 10 years ago, I come here to tell you this day, you're not there no more. You're not there. You got to tell the devil, I'm not there. I'm not there. You can't hold me back here. You can't hold me down in this thing because I'm not there. Because the glory of what is going to take place in my life cannot compare to anything that I got before. Can't compare. Let me show you. Let's go back to Zechariah.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.